A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to you, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You are like the whitewashed tombs, which appear beautiful on the outside, but inside are full of dead men's bones and every kind of filth. Even so, on the outside you appear righteous, but inside you are filled with hypocrisy and evil doing. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the memorials of the righteous. And you say, 'We have lived in the days of our ancestors,' not adorning them the shedding of the prophets' blood. Thus you bear witness against yourselves that you are the children of those who murdered the prophets and fill up what your ancestors measured out." The Gospel of the Lord. Our first reading today is a reminder that work is a gift from God. And every single day we have a choice to make. We could wake up and say, "My gosh, I have to work today." Or you could be like me and say, "My gosh, I work at the best place on earth," right? You know, work is an opportunity every day to glorify God by what you do. And this beautiful reading is a reminder that nobody owes us anything in life, that we are dignified by God. But if we want something, we've got to pursue it. We've got to work hard. But we cannot neglect the most important work that we have, which is working for the kingdom of God. And as I look out at your faces, and I've been here almost 3 years now, I see the good work that you do every day at the Giving Bank by serving as lectors and the Eucharistic ministers, visiting the sick and the homebound. But what we do know for sure is that our Lord is asking us to put our faith into action. And work comes in so many different ways. And sometimes the work that we do, sometimes we forget the importance of it. So Jesus Christ is our employer, my friends. And the greatest work that we will do is to bring his gospel to other people. It doesn't matter where you are in your life, how old you are, retired, working. The work and the mission is the same. So as we begin this day today, remember that every day is a gift from God, and every day is a chance to work for his kingdom. There's no room for lazy disciples. What our Lord is asking us is to put our faith into action and to do something. And may God reward the good work that you will do today. Amen. So how are you going to work for God's kingdom today? And it may be, I'm just going to offer up what I'm going through today through prayer. Maybe you're going to do something to help somebody. Think of one area that you're going to work for God's kingdom.